The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
We're lucky enough to be going inside the St Kilda camp with one of my favourite GFL players of all time. He was a bit of a star at AFL level too. He played 100-odd games for his beloved Saints, but he was a gun at Leopold, won a Matheson medal in 2006, and he's having a chat to us as he wears the pink runner's uniform for the Saints. Tony Brown. Hello, Brownie, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Neildy with you. Great to be talking to you.
Thanks for having me, gents.
Great to have you giving us a bit of an insight into the Saints. 5-3 last week, it was Melbourne at the MCG. Did you learn some lessons out of last week's clash that you can put into action tonight?
Yeah, we certainly did. I think coming back from Cairns after Port beat us by a point, we were pretty gutted with that performance, so we thought we'd go to the G and, against the best in the competition, Melbourne, and we were half asleep, I think, in the first quarter, and Melbourne, gave us a bit of a touch-up. So the back half of the game was a bit more pleasing, but, we've got to be ready to go from the first bounce tonight against the Cats.
Is there something about the comforts of home coming back to Marvel Stadium, Brownie, that's reassuring?
Yeah, I think so. Under the roof, the boys always talk about loving playing under the roof. So, we love it here. So, hopefully we'll get the job done tonight.
All right. Not only do you wear the runners pink, but you're also the player development and welfare manager at the Saints, and you've been at the club for, a decade or more now. Is that right, since you got back into the system?
Yeah, been in this role. This is my 10th year. So, love what I do, just supporting the players off field with their welfare and development. So never a dull moment in my space. So whether it's helping some of the boys enrol in uni or short courses or work placements or helping with living arrangements or sorting out issues with their partner or their dog, whatever it is. So it's, love what I do, and, it's terrific.
G'day, Brownie. Neildy here. How are you?
Good, Neildy.
Hey, mate, look, we're a bit confused up here because the running sheet says we're supposed to welcome you and wish you good luck, but at the same time it also says to basically ignore the opposition because it's better for us as Geelong win. So, mate, we hope you go well and all your players in your development group play well, but that's as much as I can give you. Hey, mate, leadership at the Saints, we hear a lot about it, and we hear a little bit down in Geelong way about Jack Steele. You know, he's come from the Giants. He's the skipper. Can you just give us an insight into the way that he goes about his leadership? Because from the outside, it looks as though, you know, it's not the resurgence, but where you guys are on the ladder's got a fair bit to do with his leadership.
Yeah, really, really good call, Neildy. So Steele, he's very unassuming. He's very humble, but he just leads by his actions. And he's the first there and he's the last to leave. When he speaks, the boys listen. So he never rants and raves and carries on. He just leads in his own way, and that's what we love about him. So he's a tough nut, as you guys see every week out on the field. And, he's got a really good balance in his life as well. He's a good family person, and, we love him.
Thanks, mate. Thank you for that. And it's good to see a young fella change clubs and then finish up skippering the club. It's a fair effort. Mate, the other thing that we were looking at during the week about the way that you guys play is your ball movement. There seems to be a slight shift. It's hard from the outside. It looks like there's a slight shift, whether or not you were trying to do that last season and you've just got better at it. Is that an area where you think you can match it against the Cats' defence?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, certainly with Hilly going down to half back and Sinclair taking another step, we're certainly trying to get it in their hands quite a bit. Maxi and Tim Membry, they haven't quite got it together for the four quarters. There's certainly quarters at a time they're playing, so hopefully tonight we can get both of them firing. And young Cooper Sharman's come in and he'll play down the forward line. So the three of them, we've gone a bit taller and certainly, trying to move it a bit quicker and get it into those players' hands as much as we can.
Another player, mate, who we think would play a role in that for you that we really like here at K-Rock, when we get the chance to see you, we really like having a look at Zach Jones. Now, we know he wasn't playing at the start of the year, but just how important he is. And we're really, it might be coming up to round 9 for everybody, but he wasn't around at the start of the year. Just let us know how he's sort of not easing into the season, but he's hopefully played a few games under his belt and he should be nearing his prime.
Yeah, Jones is so important to us, and he had some struggles early on in the year with some personal issues, and full credit to himself to get back to playing AFL footy. And his speed and his run and carry with the footy, it's priceless. So hopefully he can put a full quarter performance together tonight.
Speaking of St Kilda player development and welfare manager Tony Brown, he's Benny Cass.
Tony, what's the biggest dog issue you've had? Is it sort of fleas or more arthritis?
It's a good question, but you'll laugh. So Hunter Clark came into my office about a month ago and said, "Brownie, my dog's escaped. Can I help him?" I said, "Righto, Hunts, give me your address. Give me the address of the dog and I'll sort it out." So that was quite entertaining for the next 2 hours.
And you got it? You sorted it out?
Yeah, got it covered.
What sort of hound was it? Wasn't it a Great Dane?
It's a Whistler.
Oh, the old Whistler. It's a car, isn't it? That's a Tesla. I was going to ask you, we only, you know, you rank and file fans, we only sort of see the persona of players, particularly in coaches, through the media. What's your take and what does Brett Ratten do really well as a coach?
Yeah, Brett has been fantastic for our footy club. He's we've got a real focus around family this year and bringing people together. So whether he's rolling the arm over in the change room trying to get the boys out, him and Josh Battle have some fantastic battles in the dressing room, or whether it's telling a joke pre-training. So he's got a really good balance. When he needs to be serious and on, he's on, and when he's not, he's great value and loves to be the life of the party, right?
How often do you run out and you forgot what the message is and you just yell at, "Pick someone up"?
Probably 3 times a game.
Brandon, can I ask you about Jack Hayes and how he's tracking? He was shaping to be one of the great stories of the season until he did his knee. And I think everybody was enjoying seeing him in action, getting that opportunity as a mature ager.
Yeah, it was a great story for Hazy. And, yeah, just tragic that he did his knee a few weeks ago. Look, he certainly come in with a whole lot of experience in the SANFL and playing consistent footy, so he was very grateful for the opportunity. And yeah, the highs and lows of footy. I think he'll probably get a Brownlow vote or two in round one, and then he was dropped. Then he was back in and played really well, and then did his knee. So it's a ruthless game, as you guys know. And he's doing a great job with his recovery. He's back in South Australia with his mum and dad on the farm at the minute, but he returns to Melbourne to see the surgeon this week and get on with his rehab.
As you know, we always follow the progress of those who've come through the Falcons or out of local clubs. And Mason Wood now at his second club at St Kilda. Has he finally found his feet at Moorabbin?
I think he has. He's done a terrific job. Not only on field, but he's actually hosted Nasai Wanganeen Malira this year at his house. So yeah, we're really grateful at what Mason's doing for his development off field. But on field, his body's finally right, and he's playing some consistent footy and kicking the odd goal. So he's been terrific for us, Mace.
Got to tell you, do you want to know how Leopold are going?
Say that again.
You want to know how Leopold are going?
Are we winning?
Yeah, 17 points, 6-7-43 lead South Bay on 3-8-26. I'd say that'd be early in the third quarter.
Fantastic. The boys had the past players day last week. I don't know if you popped in, Kingy, but yep.
You've got to have played decent footy to go to past players' days. I didn't do that, as you well know. No, Benny Graham was there, poked his head in, so there was a bit of your sort of era and earlier in that neck of the woods, so always good to see the Leopold boys get back together. Do you sort of keep in touch with the club closely? I know you're obviously busy with your role.
Yeah, still follow from afar, and once a year we, a few of my best mates, we go somewhere in Australia for a boys' trip just to catch up. Now we're all married with kids, it's good to lock in one weekend a year with them, so it's fantastic to get back to your roots and catch up with the boys you grew up with and played local footy.
Yeah, absolutely. Brownie, great to talk to you. I know you've got a busy warm-up to get into, and I know being a runner, and the age has got a 4 in front of it now, you need to make sure those calves and the like keep themselves in good nick. Have you done an injury as a runer?
Not yet.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Don't buzz me.
Yeah, sorry. Brownie, good to talk. Really appreciate the Saints making you available, and look forward to hopefully catching you later in the year. I know the Saints make their way down to the Cattery, I think about round 21, so look forward to maybe having a catch-up then again.
Thanks for having me, gents.
Good stuff. Tony Brown joining us here. Great to go inside the St Kilda camp with one of the greats of the GFL, and of course played a pretty good AFL career too, played in the grand final with the Saints in 97. The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.